And it's time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
There you go, Darren.
Your news report from the ABC actually went to air this week. Now, I saw the promo for it, but I didn't actually get to see it because the phone rang. So I'm going to, you're going to put it up on Facebook?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah,
so
right.
I don't know who out there in radio land got to see it, but the ABC featured two stories about dodgy door knockers, and DMS Energy were part of the stories, as in we helped them background it.
Yeah.
I put some links on the story to our DMS Energy Facebook page so you can have a look.
Right,
eh? So the ABC found us through from our dodgy door knocker blog, which followed from our segment here on Power Savers.
Yeah.
We background the stories with some examples of the harm we've seen firsthand here on the northwest coast of Tasmania. DMS Energy and Marsh Electricians Associations have made inquiries to the relevant minister, which is Elise Archer, and we've had a reply back from her, Darren, and they're saying her Department and Consumer Building and Occupational Services, or CBOS, are looking at how they can further curtail the harm done by these predatory sales tactics.
Right.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
So all in all, a reasonable result. Wheels appear to be moving slowly in the right direction. I personally don't hold much hope we'll see a regulatory solution to this issue.
Why not?
And here's why. The story is meant to be ran solely on the ABC 7:30 report, and then all the New South Wales political issues kicked off. And that dominated the news cycle.
Oh, Gladysson. Yeah.
It was a big thing in Barilaro and all the rest of it. So the story was postponed and delayed a number of times, and then it was cut down in length and then spread out over 7:30 and News Breakfast. Look, it's still a great result for public awareness, but it did bring it home to me, vulnerable people getting ripped off in Tasmania is always going to be at the bottom of a long list of low priorities for politicians and regulators. And the news cycle sort of mimics that. So in the event there are no regulatory protections, it leaves us back where we started, Darren, and that is community awareness. You know, it's going to be up to us to look out for those in our community that are targeted and approached by the door-knocking scoundrels. It's a discussion we need to have between our family members and friends about why on earth would you buy a solar system from someone knocking on your door? Why would you drop $15,000 to $20,000 with a stranger turning up to your door unannounced? It doesn't make any sense. Yet it happens. It happens every day all around Tasmania. So one of the best things to come out of the ABC story is the head of the CER, the Clean Energy Regulator, was saying, don't let them into your home. It's that simple. Now, we've explained numerous times the high-pressure sales tactics they use and how they press you into signing up to an exorbitantly priced solar system, how they inject false calls to action into their spiels or trigger the fear of missing out part of our brains, which can overwrite the common sense part of our brains.
Yeah.
Our Power Savers listeners have all the tools to resist the tricks and subterfuge and not to become a victim.
So some of the tricks that they use to put pressure on and make you feel like you have to buy this now is that they've been saying, well, you know, subsidies will be gone in a month's time.
Yep. If you sign up today.
Prices going up. And,
yeah, the price is going up. If you sign up today, I can probably get it installed in 2 weeks. But if you don't sign up today, it'll be 6 months.
Yeah, so
that sort of stuff.
That's the sort of stuff they go on with. Yeah.
Like our mate from the CER said, though, it's so much simpler to not let them in. You've nipped it in the bud before any harm can be caused.
Hmm.
Treat your dodgy door knockers a bit like vampires, Darren. If you don't invite them in, they can't hurt you.
Yeah.
Door knockers, cold callers are all what we call unsolicited sales techniques, and they never end well. There is a 10-day cooling off period with any of those sorts of sales, but they don't usually tell you about that, even though they're meant to. They're actually meant to leave a piece of paper behind explaining the 10-day cooling off period and the process you need to do to get out of that sale if you've signed up to it.
Yeah.
They never leave that.
Right.
They never mention that. Say thanks, but no thanks, and close the door. You know, so it's a conversation we have with our parents next time we see them, or our workmates over in the crib room. Door-knocking rip-off schemes only exist because they work. They're very profitable. Like in that ABC story, one of the sales door knockers had a $4,800 commission on a sale.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, how big a solar unit did they sell?
A 6-kilowatt. They sold a $5,000 system, 6-kilowatt, very entry-level products, and these people end up paying, I don't know, was it $12,000, $13,000 or something? Yeah, it was insane.
Wow.
The rogues will eventually move on to greener pastures.
Mm.
It's probably not a solution for everyone.
No, it's just passing it on to someone else, but
it's little, yeah.
That's reality.
Exactly. You know, so We've said this, I don't know how many times we've said this, but remember, seek more than one quote and stick local if you can.
Indeed. Yep. DMS Energy, 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton. If you have any questions, then you can give them a call. What's that number?
It is 1300 502 599.
Check out the Facebook, and you can have a look on that Facebook for the 7:30 ABC News report story you did.
Yep, you'll see my buff, Ed.
I'll have a look. And also on the web at dmsenergy.net.au. Good stuff. Catch you next week.
Thanks, Darren.